Hello, welcome to the PR for Dolphins podcast. My name is Irene Maloney. The topic today is the press release. The theme in business seems to be write it and they will come. I'm here to tell you that it just doesn't work that way. Everyone agrees that it's always easier when one uses the right tool for the job. The press release is a great tool, but it's often misunderstood. Believe it or not, there are companies that write press releases as their sole effort to communicate with the outside world. I've rarely met a group like this that doesn't put hours and hours into creating their press releases. Even with a professional writer at their disposal, they run the masterpiece, press release, draft from one department to another. They're hopeful that the outcome will be well worth their efforts. Some even do an internal countdown until it's released. They expect that the media will be overloading their phone lines, and they're disappointed when it doesn't happen. The disappointment fades, and the excitement of the next press release and masterpiece takes its place, and the cycle continues. They sometimes spend thousands of dollars on press release creation and distribution with minimal results. Then there are companies that believe more is better. They use press releases as a marketing and search engine optimization tool. The topic and content of the release is not as important as getting out there. They believe that if they're out there long enough and create enough visibility, what they like to call buzz, then the attention will come. It hasn't come in the last 5 years, but it will one day, right? What was the definition of insanity again? In many areas of business, we would never do the same thing over and over and expect different results. But when it comes to press releases, we sometimes make an exception. To some, the process has a magical and mystical quality about it. Others see it as a game in Vegas. If they can get the right words in the title and subtitle and pick the right day of the week and time of the day, then one day their story will get national coverage. The reality is that there are thousands of press releases distributed each day by distribution services around the world. It's sometimes helpful to put yourself in your audience's place. For the sake of this discussion, we'll say it's the media. But remember, there are many audiences for your press releases: investors, partners, customers. Visualize yourself as a reporter, editor, or producer. You start your day with a listing of thousands of news releases, and they just keep pouring in. As part of the many responsibilities that come with your job, you have to review the latest news and try to decide which is newsworthy to your audience. At the same time, you take one call after another from PR specialists that want to make sure you didn't miss their release. The bottom line is that unless you are a well-recognized company or have a cure for cancer, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle if all you do is write a press release and wait for the media to come to you. First, you need to make sure the information in your press release is newsworthy. And it's newsworthy to your audience. Notice I didn't say newsworthy to your company or employees. The next step is to identify the right media targets for the news. Once you have your list, make sure you or your communications professional is familiar with each publication or program. Try not to have too many cooks in the kitchen when creating the press release. Select one member to provide the main bullets and/or outline of the press release to a professional writer. As you run the release through the approval process, make sure your writer is making the changes so that it doesn't lose its flow or get filled with the industry or legal jargon. Depending on the rules of your company, if the news is significant, I suggest emailing the approved information as an embargoed release to targeted news organizations you trust a few days before it's released. The media normally appreciates the heads up, and it allows them to prepare if they're interested in covering the story on the day of the release. You need to clearly request in writing on both the press release and email that the information contained in the release not be published until the date of the release. In my experience, I've never had anyone go against this agreement, but you need to make your own judgment call. For public companies, some news can be shared in this way, and some cannot. When you email the media, remember that your email is one of hundreds of emails they receive that day. And that's if you don't go directly to their junk folder. Create a few bullets talking points on why you feel this would be newsworthy to their audience, and place a follow-up call to see if there's any interest in the story or if they need additional information. Instead of trying to push your story before they hang up, use the time on the call to really listen to what they need and what would make a fit for their audience. The conversation should be very different to one that you would have with a potential customer. Remember, this is not a sales call. Thank you for joining us. For more information regarding the PR for Dolphins books, events, and services, please visit www.prfordolphins.com. My name is Irene Maloney, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.